Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Apologies for that. Good day, wherever you are on the planet, you're through, you're tuned into the one and only the Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. I am streaming today live from Dubai. Could you believe it? Yeah, live from Dubai. So I'm here. I'm hoping that the internet connection here ain't up to my speed. I like my internet a little bit fast, you know me. It needs to be fast. All these platforms, which I'm, Anywho, I'm here. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. Shout out to those people. I'm streaming on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube live. So obviously, if you're hearing me right now live, you're on one of these platforms. So welcome to the platform. Shout out to Michelle. Hope you are well. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. I'm hoping it doesn't, but it may glitch, because of the internet speed. It may not be up to scratch. So at some point, if it does kind of buffer, I do apologize. We're going to spend too long today. I'm going to have to make it maybe a little bit shorter than I normally would. Maybe, I don't know, let's see. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment very shortly. So we'll be having a look at that and seeing, what is the planetary alignments. If you are tuning in for the first time, this is a show which just aims to inform, educate, entertain. You gotta have a bit of humor. all about astrology, the planets, the cosmos, how it's having a profound effect on us here on planet Earth. Yes, Faye, Dubai. Could you believe it? Yeah, of course you can believe it. So it is what it is. So excuse my lighting as well. I'm not in my usual, not to say that where I normally broadcast from anyway is any, well, it's better, but it's not like it's a professional studio. But, you know, that's coming. Don't you worry. Luna Lounge. Keep it locked right here. Shout out to those of you who listened to the recording. Yeah, I was actually, I met up with a real good friend of mine the other day. Shout out to Dina. Father and mother as well. So it was just great meeting them. And they was like, you know, giving me the rundown in terms of like, you know, the people who listen to the show, right? I know, right? I've told you already, the biggest audience is in Brazil. Could you believe Brazil? Yeah. Brazil, Belgium, UAE, which I happen to be in right now. So shout outs to Dubai. Switzerland is also up there as well. Pakistan, Lahore. Ooh, really? You know, I just picture just like two people, you know, listening to my podcast. Listen. Thanks a lot for the support. Really appreciate it. I actually got an email the other day. I got an extra 1,000 downloads. Like, what's it? Who? Listen, thanks a lot. Thanks for the support. Let the show keep on growing. Up, up, up and away. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment very soon. So we'll have a look at that and see what it is we can be looking at over the course of the rest of the month. What are the planets looking like on the way out? We definitely know that definitely next month, you know, we've got the whole retro, but I'll be talking about that. I think I'm going to talk more about that next week. What's today? The 19th? So next week's what? 26th? Something around that. 2 days before the end of the month. I think that will be a good, you know, prompt to let's look at the month of March, what it holds. But it's rather interesting stuff. Shout out to Yvette. Welcome. To the show. Hope you're well. And like I said, it may, you know, because of the internet speed in terms of where I am, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm actually plugged into the modem, funny enough. But, you know, these places are, yeah, they're just not up to, you know, I need that 5G speed, you know, and beyond, you know, even faster than that. I need that fiber. Yeah. But it is what it is. So what do I want to talk about? I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment in a little while. So, let's watch out for that. Also as well, I'm actually, that's what's happening. So that might slow down my speed a little bit, because I'm also, I've got some programs running in the background, which shouldn't have been the case. I should know better. So, well, hopefully they'll stop running and, yeah, we can, you know, get with it. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Later on, tarot card of the week. So we'll be having a look at that. Competition time. Did we have a winner? I mean, there was no show last week, right? So 2 weeks ago, what was the question? What planet rules hippos, right? That was what it was. So we'll be coming to that. I don't think there was a winner, but let's see. What else? Announcements for later. Numerology class starting this weekend. Yep. It is. It's on board. So what else has been happening? What is the weather like where you are right now? Now, normally you can always take the piss out of me because I'm normally in London. Although I heard that London is getting warmer this weekend. So I heard. I don't know because I'm not there. So it's for my time to rub it in your faces now. So yeah, I'm in Dubai. It's nice and warm up here. Nice and warm. Even in the night, it's like, yeah. But yeah, it is what it is. It's nice and blue out here. Blue skies. It was a little bit cloudy yesterday, but blue skies. What is the news like? What's been happening? What's on the news? I've do you know what? I haven't even watched the TV since I've been over here. It's been crazy. I've been over here, what, a week, over a week? And I have not switched on. I've got big TV here in my room. I ain't got time. I just ain't got the time. I'm working. You know what I mean? It's funny, you know, people say, oh, where are you? You're in Dubai. Oh, my God, you must be having a brilliant time. Brother, I'm working. What do you think this is? You think I'm lounging on the beach or something? You know what I mean? With skinny dipping with models or something? I don't know. I don't know what comes into your head the moment you hear. Don't get me wrong. Dubai is the place for that. But I ain't participating in that kind of activity. So count me out. It is what it is, though. Shout out to Jax. Yvette saying, not right now, it's freezing. Oh, really? Well, I heard it's going to warm up towards the weekend. So they say, I mean, but I think maybe tomorrow, Friday, maybe. They said that the weather's going to be picking up. But I'm leaving next week, so it's like, I'm just dreading, you know. I'm hoping that it does come a bit, you know. Don't worry, I've got my jacket with me over here. You know what I mean? God, yeah. I tell you, got to sort out, I don't know. It is what it is. What has been on the news? I don't know. I don't know what's making news from what's not making the news from. Yeah, I haven't been hearing any news. It's almost like I've traveled, but I'm in like this bubble. It's like I'm in a cave or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, so you're saying, yeah, so you heard it as well. Okay, so it wasn't just me. I heard it as well. Somebody did say that. They said that it's gonna warm up, and warm up quite drastically, supposedly. That's what they said. So it is what it is. Anywho, shall I bring up the chart? Let's bring up the chart for the meantime. I just wanted to check that. Okay, so some of the programs that I was running in the background, silly me, have now stopped. No, there's still one running. Mm. Yeah. So that could also slow down my connection a little bit as well, but hopefully it should be all right. Anywho, let's have a look at where the planets are at right now. Bear with me. Let me do my little bits and bobs. Voila. Yeah, we got the sun just moved into Pisces. Shout out to the people of the Pisces energy. Happy month for the Pisces. Shout out for all you Pisces. Happy birthday for those of you having... Oh, I do know somebody's having their birthday today. Shout out to Lemise. But to anybody else as well who's having birthday in the next week, 2 weeks, over the course of the next 30 days, while the sun is going to be in Pisces. Moon is in Scorpio, people. We got a Scorpio moon. Duh, duh, duh. Yeah, you know what it's like. Drama. But there's a lot of water right now. You know, moon's in Scorpio, which is quite interesting. So the moon's in Scorpio. We've got sun, Mercury, Saturn, Neptune, of course, in Pisces. So a lot of water going on. Mars is in Cancer. By God, what is going on? And right now we can see that there's a nice trine as well with the moon and Mars also as well. So yeah, it's looking rather interesting, I must say. Looking cool. Shout out to people on Instagram as well. Shout out to LaDonna, shout out to Jasmine. Also on the Instagram, shout out to Pretty. Welcome to the show. So what is happening for the rest of this month? What are the planets doing? Well, we're swimming in waters now. We're in water territory now, aren't we? With all this stuff in Pisces and Mars should be going direct in the next few days. We'll have a look at that. And the moon, especially today, tomorrow as well. I suppose the moon will leave Scorpio tomorrow and move into Sag. So, that's it's a good look, but it's an emotional one, that's for sure. So sensitivity is going to be rising right now, has risen, and will rise to, it will lift today, tomorrow, especially because of the moon. But generally, we're emotions are running high, right? I think that's something that's fair to say. Some of you may say emotions are always running high. Well, that is true. Somewhere, someplace, somebody's getting their emotions, you know. But now, so as a collective, with the Sun, Mercury, and Saturn in Pisces, yeah, we are subject to, things running high, emotions running high. So what have we got? Let's have a look at what's going to be happening over the course of the next day, next week anyway, because we're in the last week of February, aren't we? Just trying to look what's happening. Mercury is actually coming to make a square to Jupiter. So we're going to have a Mercury-Jupiter square. This is information overload, disinformation, misinformation, lots of information stimulation. It's all about information. Watch the news you're hearing. What are you hearing? What are you listening to? What are you getting? What are you understanding? How are you perceiving the world? This is how Mercury Jupiter essentially is going to be about. We got Jupiter, the planet of expansion. We got Mercury, the planet of communication. It's going to be expansion of communication. Lots of talk, And I bet you that I know somebody who's going to be doing lots of talking. Mr. Trump, of course. So watch this space. That's building up. That is going to perfect tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 20th of February, we're going to be getting an exact square between Mercury and Jupiter. Whoa. And Mercury is actually in Pisces, which is the sign that belongs to Jupiter. So there's Jupiter's also in the sign belonging to Mercury. There's a mutual reception, but it's like, it's a mutual reception which is falling on deaf ears, to be quite honest, because they're both in detriment. Just watch it. Watch the information. Make sure you're reading, checking, you know, be a little bit more kind of pragmatic and factual, fact-checked in terms of what you're hearing and maybe even what you're seeing, especially with AI these days. You want to be watching out for that. We got Mercury-Jupiter. So that's going to be exact tomorrow, the 20th. What else is happening? Venus is just pulling away over there, isn't she, in Aries, getting ready to go a retrograde. 21st, anything else happening? Okay, well, starting from the 21st, 22nd, Mercury will start to make a trine to Mars. This is good. Great for creativity, great for original thinking, sharp mind. Our minds are going to be sharpened, right? We're going to become more alert. We're going to become more on edge, right? Great time for debates. Mercury Mars, there's going to be a little bit of a quickening here. So this is going to be from the 21st, 22nd of February. That actually perfects on the 23rd of February. It's going to be on the 23rd of February. There's going to be an exact trine from Mercury to Mars. What is going to be interesting is as that exact trine occurs, Mars goes stationary, about to go direct. He's been retrograde for the last couple of months. Mars is to do with energy, drive, motivation. For those of you who are Aries and Scorpio, Aries rising, Scorpio rising, watch this place. Watch how something should shift for you over the course of the next week. This is going to be on the 23rd, right? So 24th, still stationary, 25th. So 24th, 25th of February, right? Mars goes direct. Right? Mars goes direct. Mars to do with energy, we're going to start to see where we've been blocked or inhibited, or things have felt a bit stifled, you're feeling a bit frustrated, you're going to start to feel like, I can go, I can move forward now. The motivation is there. So be sure to watch out for that 24th, 25th. It will take some momentum for Mars to pick up some speed. So I'd say about another, add about another 2 weeks. So by mid-March, Mars should be picking up some decent speed and it will be in full swing. So for those of you who are Aries, and Scorpio, or Aries rising, Scorpio rising, yeah, watch this space. And for Capricorn rising as well. Yeah. It's your exalted planet, man. Don't want to be pressing about with Mars. On the 25th of February, we're also going to have a Mercury-Saturn conjunction. Mercury conjunct Saturn. This is about... you want to be making things pragmatic, practical. This is practical. This is hands-on. It's about calculating everything and anything, but having a much more pragmatic approach. Heavy thinking. Do watch out how you're thinking around that time. This actually will start to pick up from about the 21st, 22nd of February, but it comes exact on the 25th of February, where we're having Mercury conjunct Saturn. We could experience delays in any kind of form of telecommunication, phones freezing, computers freezing, travel indication being blocked, being inhibited, things being slowed down. This is what we can expect with Mercury conjunct Saturn. This becomes exact on the 25th. So basically from the 20th, 21st of February, start to be more mindful in terms of your travel, your transportation, especially for those of you Geminis and you Virgos, or Gemini rising or Virgo rising as well, because this is your planet, baby. So yeah, you want to be watching out for that. Mercury conjunct Saturn. What else do we have that's going to be happening? On the 26th of February, nothing exact per se. 27th. Well, 27th, the moon is going to move into Pisces, preparing us for that, for the new moon in Pisces, which actually occurs, I'm using GMT time here, is going to be on the 28th. We're going to have a new moon in Pisces on the 28th of February. Great time to start. This is also going to be the beginning of the holy sacred month, Ramadan, for the people of the Islamic faith. They might start on the 29th, actually, when they can see that first crescent moon. But essentially, it's from the 28th, 29th. We're in the new moon phase, new beginnings, planting new seeds, new intentions, new directions. Yeah, this is what we're looking to be developing here. We're completing a lunar cycle and beginning a new one. Great to start new things. And speaking of new things, that week, well, I'll speak about that later. So that's all going to be happening all through that week. What else? Well, that's the end of the month, isn't it? Because after the 28th, it's going to be the 1st of March. And one thing, I don't want to talk too much about the 1st of March, but what happens on the 1st of March is that Venus is going to go stationary to go retrograde. Right? I've got something on this. Do you guys remember when was the women's Was it the World Cup, Women's World Cup, where Spain won? Where Spain won it? And there was that incident with the, I think it was the coach or the manager who kissed one of the women at the end, you know, where they were celebrating. He kissed her on the lips. And there was all this thing about if it was consensual or wasn't consensual, he had to step down in the end. Remember when that took place? That was during a Venus retrograde. I think that was that last year? Or, no, year before, wasn't it? Was it year before? Or was it last year? Either way, I told you at that time that he would have to step down because Venus was retrograde anyway. So Venus weren't having that. And then he had to step down eventually. I think when Venus sort of like slowed down, went stationary to go direct, he had to step down. But what is actually fascinating, do you know, the other day, literally like a few days ago, you can all go look this up. That case is up in court again about if it was consensual or not consensual, and he's having to go up to court. And Venus is getting ready to go retrograde. Get it? Watch these cycles, man, because they are pertinent to your life. It will bring up significant things happening, especially if it's affecting a particular place in the chart. You will find things repeating. You will find things echoing. So that's very, very interesting. So, yep, he's back up in court for the same thing. It's the same case going on. See, he's under a Venus cycle, right? Yeah, and that's what's happening there. So he's back up in court. So watch this space, because the case will be going on all through March while Venus is retrograde, right? Going up into April. Let's see what Yvette. Yeah, he was in the news the other day. Happy Wednesday, Angela. Welcome. Yeah. At Faye saying, yes, it will be raining, but a little warmer. Jokes. Okay, that was about the weather we were discussing earlier on. Yeah, looks like I'm coming back to London in rainy weather. Yeah, man, is what it is. So, going back to the chart, Venus actually stations, she's slowing down right now. She's pretty slow right now. As we speak, Venus is slow and moving slower and slower as she gets it. I mean, she was pretty fast a couple of weeks ago, but now she's slowing down because she's getting ready to go retrograde. Venus retrograde. However, Mars will be going direct on the 24th, 25th. That's good. What else did I want to talk about? Let's just go a little bit back a bit. Let's see if there's anything else which is happening. And we've got the new moon, like I said, on the 28th. The show's not going to be a long one today. I did say that earlier on. Do forgive me. Not so happy with this internet. I don't know. I like where I'm at, but it's just that, you know, some things just need to be. But it's okay. Hopefully it's not buffering so far. I think you guys can hear me. You're all on point, right? All hearing me loud and clear, right? Yeah, of course you are. Shout out to Mason, all the way from New York, here on the Lunar Lounge podcast. We've got Core Crystals. Thank you for, I was going to say thank you for being a friend. What was that for? The Golden Girls, weren't it? Thank you for being a friend. Is it Golden Girls? It is the Golden Girls. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, remember them old programs, man. The good old days. Anywho. Yes, it's fine, Faye is saying. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, it should be all right. So just going back to the chart. I don't want to peek into March just yet. That will be next week. I want to save it for next week. I think I want to start off with a bang, right? Because next week's going to be the last day of the, it's going to be the last day of the month, 28th. And will it be next week? Sorry, let me just double check that actually. No, next week will be the 26th. Sorry, what am I talking about? Next week will be the 26th, but it will be 2 days to the end, and that'll be a good note to kind of start on. What else? Well, Venus is in Aries. Let's talk a little bit about that at the moment. And this gets very interesting, and I'll speak more about it, of course, next week. But it's interesting. Mercury is running ahead. He's getting ready to go retrograde, of course. So Mercury and Venus are both going to begin their retrograde progress in the sign of Aries. They start in Aries and come back into Pisces. Guess what? In March, Neptune also enters the sign of Aries in March. So we're getting a lot of, it's like we're being prepped for some Aries energy. But it's like Venus and Mercury go into Aries, testing the waters, give us some warning shots, and then come back again into Pisces, only to come back again into Aries again. So that's going to be quite interesting. So we're being prepped. But Venus is already there now. What's your relationship like? You Libras, Taurus, Libra rising, Taurus rising, Pisces rising. How have things been? Little bit heated. Passions are up, no? Passions can be a positive or negative thing. They can be arguments, disputes, but they can also be, you know, favorable in perhaps passionate activities, sexual activities, perhaps. Something to keep an eye on there. So Venus is in Aries at the moment. Not the best place for Venus, right? Not the best place for her, but, you know, she is where she is. Shout out to Geraldine. How are you doing? Hope you are well. Sorry for the delay there in getting back to you on the text. But you got the details now. Hopefully it's helpful. What else do I want to talk about? So Venus is there in Aries, and she's flying the independent feminine energy. You know, Venus in Aries is very independent. It's where we could say femininity or womanhood starts to recognize their own power in some way, shape, or form. That is Venus in Aries. So, yeah, do watch this space. And like I said, she's going to go retrograde and go back into Pisces, and so will Mercury. And Neptune also as well is going to go enter Aries also as well. So, yippee. Anything else which I wanted to have a look at? There's going to be... That's it. I nearly missed that one. We could say, starting from the 22nd, let's say 22nd of February, in a few days' time, there's going to be a sextile with Venus and Jupiter. That's good. Quark Crystals is letting me know she's an Aries sun, Pisces rising, or love. I'm sure it is. Not too sure about the air. Well, sun in Aries is good. He's exalted, I guess. It's not all love, though. It's all one way. What I wanted to say here is we're going to have a sextile with Venus and Jupiter. Now, Sun is in Pisces right now, and by the 24th, 25th of February, they're moving closer. Mercury's moving closer to Saturn. The Sun is on his way to make the conjunction with Saturn also as well. But we do have a Venus sextile Jupiter. This indicates that we're being, we can have a little party. Yeah? It's a sextile. So we can utilize that. That could be very beneficial for relationships, partnerships, can be good for money making. Great for social gathering. Great for wanting to meet new friends, new people. I like this. On the 24th, we've got Venus sextile Jupiter. Does she actually get there? She's moving rather slow at the moment. Bloody hell, look at that. Well, on the 1st, she goes, no. So she doesn't actually perfect. She doesn't get to perfect the sextile. So that's quite interesting. It's almost like something's being given to us and then taken away. It's almost like someone said, here you go, have some ice cream. Can I have it back? Yeah, that's how that's functioning. Venus sextile in Jupiter. But it will still produce something. It's still beneficial. Especially for you Aries rising. I was going to say Aries rising, not Aries rising. But it could affect Aries rising, actually, being that she is in the sign of Aries. But more Taurus rising, Libra rising people, and Pisces rising also as well. That is something that you can take full advantage of. So from the 22nd of February to basically, how long is this going to go on for? To about maybe the 6th or 7th of March, even though I don't want to delve into March so soft, it could be quite good. Like I said, little party, nice little opportunities. Do watch out for this space. I'm sure many of you are going to be having a good time with that. Venus sextile Jupiter. What else? Like I said, 24th Mars comes out of retrograde. What else is happening around here? Anything? 25th of February, same here. Yeah, doesn't seem to be much. Don't seem to be much. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. No biggie. The new moon in Pisces on the 28th of February is also going to be square Jupiter. The new moon is going to be in Pisces, which is the sign ruled by Jupiter. It's about expansion. It's about compassion. It's about sharing information around. There's a square to Jupiter. So this is going to indicate a period where we're having to inform ourselves, where we're having to grow, expand areas of our life where we can offer compassion towards other people, where we could heal, when we could be on a road to a new beginning. I think this is good. I do like that new moon. Picking up Jupiter and also trining Mars. Lots of energy, lots of motivation. We're getting a bit of a pull. So that looks good. I like that. So that will be on the 28th. Anything else? Just looking here. Yes, it was the Golden Girls, wasn't it? Thank you for being a friend. What else is going to be happening? I think that is about it. Is there any other aspects? Let's come back again. Any intriguing aspects? I mean, by the end of the month, we're also going to have Mercury making a conjunction to Neptune, but that really happens in the month of March, so I'll talk more about that next week. I just want to see what are the last aspects that we're getting here. Okay, so on the 27th of February, we're also going to have a sextile between Mercury and Uranus. Mercury is going to sextile Uranus. This is the time of inventions, people. This is the time to get creative. This is the time to look about new ideas. This is the time to connect, socialize, network. This is what this planetary aspect is about. looking for new things to discover in your life, could be career. That's what it's about, right? So watch this space. That's going to be on the 27th of Feb, coming towards the end. We're going to have that sextile with Mercury and Uranus. That's really good. Everybody will become a genius around this time, right? Of course. And you see, Mercury's in Pisces right now, so it's all a big blur, isn't it? It's interesting how, if you really sort of like look at how the news is being portrayed, you know, Mercury in Pisces is like so much misinformation. I was listening, I can't remember who it was I was listening to, and somebody came on and just totally ripped them apart because they said, that is not the event. What are you talking about? Like, I'm like, that is Mercury in Pisces for you. See? Cover and uncover. It can work both ways. So it's more, and I think what's helpful is that Mercury is going to be conjunct Saturn. So it's really going to be about, like, yes, curtailing it. Let's see. Anything else? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's about it. Really? To be sincere? Yeah. So that's where the planets are for the rest of this month. Use them wisely. But I do like that sextile, the Venus-Jupiter, like this little party. I think what's going to start to happen towards the end of this month, things are going to start to pick up a little. They may go back again, obviously, when Venus goes retrograde, but things will pick up a little. Yeah, we're going to get towards the end of the month, we get a big lift, a little lift, like, hey, you know, party time, have a good time, have a drink, celebrate, socialize, enjoy, indulge, have a bit of fun, have your favorite dessert, you know, that's what that's going to be about. And that, people, is the, I was about to say lunar return there. that is the planetary alignment for the rest of February. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. We are snowed in here, in Memphis. I can never imagine snow in those kind of regions. But, I mean, obviously, I'm ignorant to it. You know, I always just, I don't know. I think sometimes when it's just that stuff, I just think, like, you guys are boiling, man. Snowed in, wow. That's a big one. Welcome to the show, Tiffany. So let's stop there. And, let's get back to the... So what else? So tarot card coming up in a moment. What is it I was going to say? Competition time. Let's quickly do competition time. Then I've got a few announcements. Then the tarot. Then we bring a show to the close. So competition time here. And let's put the email for the next question. The last question which I asked, shout out to Fane, bonjour from France. Comment ça va? Ça va bien, merci. People sharing, people, somebody's got a job. I like it, Tiffany, thank you. Dinner's on you. the question I asked a few weeks ago was, what planet rules hippos? Hippos as in hippopotamus, right? And three people, I'm just going to go to it right now, replied. I don't know how to pronounce this word. I said word name. Lero. We have Christian and Raja. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Do forgive me if I'm not. I asked which planet rules hippos. It's the moon. It's the moon, baby. So no winner. Leroy, you said Mars. Christian, you said Venus. Raja, you said Mars also as well. I think because of the teeth, right? Because they can be a bit, you know, they can be a bit fierce. But I mean, that's part of their protectiveness. Again, the moon. Constantly in water. They love a muddy place. Yeah, love a water. Do you know one of their favorite fruits, favorite foods, is watermelon. Moon, again. Yeah. They are ruled by the moon. One of the reasons why I would have not thought, the ancient Egyptians, the hippo deity, was always connected with Isis, the lunar goddess. They worked over a thing. Hippopotamus are ruled by the moon. And they're quite round as well, aren't they? There's something lunar about them. Yeah? Hippos. Very protective. Extremely. Always in water and on land. They come on land a little bit like the crab. Water, land. See the connection? It's simple. Not so simple. So the answer is the moon. So no winner this weekend. Right. So what is going to be the next question for next week? So for those of you listening, if you are listening for the first time, here is the thing. I ask an astrological question. It's for the person who emails me, not today, next week, Wednesday at midnight UK time. Next week, Wednesday. So I announce it that Wednesday on the show. Next week, Wednesday, midnight. From midnight, the first person who gets it in is the owner of 30 Skrilla. Yeah, £30, that is, if you're wondering. Can buy you a drink. Can't get you much over here in Dubai, I tell you that. Bloody hell. So every time I go to the shop, I'm like, what the? There's a guy in there, he always laughs at me when I come in. He's like, yeah, I come to take your money. I'm like, yeah, I know you have, right? It's a great place, though. Cool place. What is it I was going to say? So you get the old, you'll be the proud owner of £30. What's I was going to say? Yeah, question of this week. The question of this week is, it's another, you know, planetary rules. So here we go. What planet rules pigs? P-I-G-S. What planet rules pigs or a pig? Could be a pig or pigs, doesn't matter. What planet rules it? Whoever gives me the first answer next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight UK time. So adjust your clocks. Adjust your clocks. Speaking about adjusting your clocks, I'm, you know, in Dubai, which is 4 hours ahead of where I'm normally based in the UK. And it's like driving me nuts trying to work the different time zones. My body's still running on UK time kind of thing. So I go to the gym in the morning and I'm instead, you know, normally I'll do it in the morning, you know, but here it's like later morning because it's like my body's still saying, no, not yet. Not time for exercising yet. I'm like, oh God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Different time zones. I suppose it takes a little bit of time. And then when I go back next week, oh, God. I don't know. Let's see. I think it'll be more to my advantage when I go back, maybe. Because it's my normal. Let's see. Anywho, yeah, that is the question. What planet rules pigs? So get on there. What else did I want to say? What else is happening? What else is happening? What else is happening? Horses. I need, let's actually, let me put this, not that. That needs to go up. That's what needs to go up. Okay. Bear with me a moment. Just fiddling around with my, you know me. There we go. Right. So what I was saying, few announcements. This week, those of you who are on my mailing list, newsletter that is, I sent that yesterday, so you should have that. Some of you are not even opening that. If you want to be on the email list, on the newsletter, get the updates and stuff like that, just go to my website, www.sacredplanets.com. or .uk, either one. You know, as you log on, the page will come down, put in your email, that's it. You're signed up and you get all the, you know. Okay. Numerology course. It's been pushed back more than enough. It's starting this week, Saturday, at 11 a.m. UK time. 11 a.m. UK time. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be in Dubai. I'm going to still be there. But it's 11 a.m. UK time. Numerology. It's going to be a 12-week course. If you're looking on social media, if you look at the adverts on social media anywhere, also in my newsletter, I sent another one out today. So you should have a... So newsletter's there. The link is there to sign up. It comes with a 20% discount. So grab hold of that, people. Numerology. Right? I'm going to be teaching you Pythagoras or Pythagorean, Chaldean, Vedic, and depending on what mood I'm in, I may also throw in Chinese numerology. You are going to be equipped up to the T about how numbers work, how you can utilize it to attract wealth, well-being, relationships, health, business, all of that I'm going to be showing you. Numbers, understanding your number, your destiny number, your life path number, your talent number, your personality number, your expression number, your soul's urge number, your name number, your karmic number. All of that, numbers upon numbers. Then what numbers are you running for this year? What numbers are you running for this month? Also, everybody who signs up, by the way, gets a free one-year numerology report. Yep. Gets a free one-year numerology report for the whole year, for each month, for the whole year. Plus, it will have personality, all that. It will have it all in there. Showing your pinnacles. So I'm going to be showing you different systems and how you can use this to understand your past, understand the current, and how you can predict the future. This is what it's all about, right? At least you're predicting the outlines of the future. That's what it's all about. So people, if you haven't got, if you follow me on social media, TikTok, Instagram, also on Facebook, you'll see the advert there. All the details are there to sign up. The link is there. The discount code is also there as well. Use it. It gives you 20% off. A few people have already signed up already. So it's going to be this Saturday, 11 a.m. UK time. So people, get on it. Yeah, there is that. Not this weekend, the following week, on the 1st and the 2nd of March, Tarot. Tarot for beginners and tarot for intermediate. For those of you who've done my beginners classes, yes, you're going to, yeah, all starting then. Watch out for that. That was also, there's something about that also in the news that I sent out today as well. So just keep your eyes out for that. Many courses are there. Astrology. People, I told you at the beginning of the year that the astrology courses are going to be going up. Guess what? They're going up again. Yes, I said it. They're going up again. You want to get them now because they're not backing down. So, here what? Make sure you're on that. Astrology like never before. We have two astrology classes every Tuesday, people. Every Tuesday. Right? We have, yeah. You better believe it. So it is what it is. So tarot cards, not this weekend, weekend after. Numerology starting this week. Get on it. You can make payments all the way up until, you know, you've got what, 2-3 days left. You want to be getting on that. And then the astrology also as well, before the prices go up again. Any inquiries, email me with the email that's on your screens right now, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Also you can also sign up through the newsletter, which I sent yesterday, today. If you want to sign up to the astrology course as well, there's a discount on that too. There's a 20% discount on that too. It is what it is. But let's watch this space. What else I'm going to, that's enough. Sacred Planets Academy. We're on board. I told you. Tiffany's asking me, what are you doing in Dubai? I just said, I'm working, man. Working. And expanding my territory. Yeah. I might be migrating to Dubai. People, you heard it here first. Little hint there. But I'm over here working and just got some business to do, collaborating. So yeah, big things in the pipeline, man. Gotta make these moves. So that's what I'm doing in Dubai. It's work. It's not, I'm enjoying the scenery and everything, but I'm either in the office or at home, work. It's not much time for, the beach stuff. That's soon coming though. Yvette saying, no, you're not, mate. Yeah. Oh, God. I've been told that no, I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, let's watch this space. Who knows? A number of things are definitely possible. That's for sure. So it's that time of the week. Tarot card of the week. Let's have a quick shuffle and end. Yvette trying to get me to just stay in cold London. There's a number of things obviously I'm looking into and stuff, but what may happen is I just come out here like during like the winter periods. So maybe from around like November. So I'll be here from November until maybe like March. Come back to the UK when it gets warmer. Listen, man. Dubai's where it's all happening, baby. Hey. Yeah. To be continued. Anyhow, tarot card of the week. Let's have a look at what's going on. Just shuffling the cards here. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is going to be about. Let's give a split. What's it going to be? Oh, I like that. We got the Three of Cups, baby. Who doesn't like the Three of Cups? Everybody loves a drink. Speaking of drink, I think I'm going to grab one right now. Now, this is one thing that you have to be drinking while you're over here, because it's always so warm. Faye saying, yes, that way to do it. Okay. Three of Cups. What is the message? Well, Now, look what I said earlier on. With the Venus sextile Jupiter, although she doesn't quite get there, but this is celebration, little party. This is what this card essentially is about. This card indicates that over the course of the next week, we need to raise our spirits about. Maybe there's going to be something that we're going to be celebrating here over the course of the next week. To be joyful, gather with your friends, have a meetup, have a drink, have a toast. Perhaps maybe there's going to be something that you're celebrating. Just like how Tiffany's boyfriend is celebrating a new job, right? So he's going to be, yeah, thumbs up. Cheers, man. Go out for a drink. Enjoy with, you know, close ones. So this is what this card is about. So there is something hopeful. It's the three as well. There's something here about expansion. There's something going to be expanding for us that's bringing a sense of joy, that especially on the emotional level over the course of the next week. Tap into this, people. Tap into this universal energy here, what this tarot card is saying. It's a week where we can, and that kind of fits very well with that Venus coming to make that sextile to Jupiter over the course of the next week. I really like it. Three of Cups is the card for us this week, people. Enjoy, toast up, celebrations, have a good week. Yvette saying, so we have somewhere to stay when visiting. Exactly. I like the way you think. You think so positively. That's right. You will have a place to stay when you come over here. You'll have a very nice place to stay. Trust me. So, yeah. Come on right over. Yeah, I've got some workshops I'm even going to be doing running over here also as well. So they're keeping me busy out here for sure. Anywho, people, want to thank each and every single one of you. It seemed like it kept up, actually. I've done an hour. Have a great week, people. Stay blessed. Be good. I will be here, of course, next week, same place, same time. You know, giving you the rundown of everything. So, next week we'll be looking at the month of March and what we can be looking forward to in the month of March and the whole retrogrades and planets moving into Aries and what they're going to be bringing shall be discussed. I will be back in London then, so I'll be back at my normal spot. So it will perhaps look a bit better because the lighting here is a bit, you know, it's nice lighting, but it's not studio or podcast lighting. And I'm also doing it all for my laptop also as well. So it's like, yeah. It's a good laptop. It's very strong, but, you know, it is what it is. People, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody who participated on Instagram. Apologies for anybody who's watching on Facebook. I have no idea. It's not until after then I see. I don't know why it does that. But, But it's quite interesting because when I send a message, it sends a message back like, it shows where I've messaged on Facebook, but I don't know. It is what it is. But people, enjoy your week. Stay blessed. I will be with you again, same time next week. Same time, same place next week. And when you hear the sound, you know what time it is, baby. Yeah. People, stay blessed.
Welcome. Have a great day.
My name is Bella Josie. You've been tuning into the Luna Lounge. I am out. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.